When your company is considering risk management and consultative support for your business insurance, make the right choice and call Risk Strategies Company. With offices in Massachusetts, New York, San Francisco, Los Angeles, and Irvine, California, Chicago, and Providence, Risk Strategies Company takes a team approach to protecting your assets efficiently and cost-effectively. By offering a wide range of services and capabilities, Risk Strategies Company brings the highest level of expertise to clients in all areas of insurance and risk management, delivering insurance solutions, extensive carrier relationships and marketing expertise, claim advocacy, loss control safety management, health and welfare coverage, life and executive compensation plans, personal insurance lines, and surety. For the most comprehensive risk management and insurance coverage for your business, depend on Risk Strategies Company. Learn more at risk-strategies.com or call 617-330-5700. 617-330-5700.
Welcome back to What's at Risk. I'm Mike Christian.
And now I'm set free. I'm set free. I'm set free to find a new illusion.
In the 1970s, Dr. Herbert Benson of Harvard Medical School ushered in a new era of understanding in the field of mind-body medicine. Coining the term relaxation response, Dr. Benson identified the body's physiologic reaction that is the exact opposite of the fight or flight response. In the 4 decades since that initial discovery, Benson and his colleagues have established the first effective therapy to counteract the harmful effects of stress.
Quiet your mind, soak it all in. It's a game you can't win. Enjoy the ride.
They have explored how the relaxation response, the power of expectation and belief, and other mind-body phenomena can produce healing in your own body. A new era has dawned. Genetic research now shows conclusively that the mind can influence the body down to the genetic level. Your mind has the ability to change the way your body and your genes function. In their new book, The Relaxation Revolution, Benson and co-writer William Proctor reveal how the relaxation response can alter gene expression and how it can be applied on a case-by-case basis to help treat many medical conditions, including anxiety, depression, insomnia, Parkinson's disease, cancer, and many different kinds of pain. In doing so, Benson and Proctor firmly established mind-body medicine as the third major treatment and prevention option, alongside drugs and surgery, and make a persuasive case for how the adoption of the mind-body approach can drastically reduce the cost of medical care. If used properly, both preventatively and as a treatment option, mind-body healing techniques may help cut billions of dollars of yearly medical costs for unnecessary surgery and medications, an especially revolutionary application of the author's findings in light of the current national healthcare debate. Herbert Benson is the Mind-Body Medical Institute Associate Professor of Medicine, Harvard Medical School, and the Director Emeritus of the Benson Henry Institute for Mind-Body Medicine at Massachusetts General Hospital. A pioneer in mind-body medicine, he defined the relaxation response and continues to lead teaching and research into its efficacy in counteracting the harmful effects of stress.
We are speaking tonight with Dr. Herbert Benson, the author of The Relaxation Revolution, Enhancing Your Personal Health Through the Science and Genetics of Mind-Body Healing. In the 1970s, you discovered the relaxation response, that physiologic reaction that alleviates stress and pain and various illnesses. Can you talk to the audience a little bit about that?
Yes. When we're under stress, and the stress is any situation to which you have to adjust. It could be a family problem, a financial problem, could be worried about an oil spill, it can be terror, what have you. We evoke this response which secretes in our body adrenaline and noradrenaline, which prepares us for running or for fighting. But when we're under stress and we don't run and we don't fight, we still have this adrenaline, noradrenaline in our bloodstreams, and that leads to a whole host of different disorders, either causing them or making them worse. Anxiety, depression, insomnia, irritable bowel problems, heart attacks, high blood pressure, PMS, infertility. And there is no drug, there are no surgeries that can effectively counteract this arousal. So what do we do? We have an opposite response in our body, the relaxation response. And one can evoke that through a mind-body effect, through a repetition of a word, a sound, a prayer, a phrase, and the disregard of other thoughts. And when we do that, we can turn off the fight-or-flight response and protect ourselves. What's new about our new work is that now, after 40 years, we've been able to define that evoking the relaxation response actually changes your genes' activity in a fashion that's opposite to the changes brought about in the genes' activity by stress.
That's very interesting. The techniques that you just described are the conditions that are necessary to evoke the relaxation response sound a lot like meditation techniques to me. Did that evolve from your study of meditation techniques?
Not just meditation techniques, but there are any approach that breaks the train of everyday thinking can do this. So a repetition can be of a prayer. For example, in Catholicism, Hail Mary, full of grace, or Lord is my shepherd in Christianity, or Judaism, or Om in Hinduism. But also, we have the same changes occur with movement techniques like yoga, tai chi. All sorts of different ways can evoke the relaxation response, not just meditation.
So is there a correlation between the physiological effects of the relaxation response and a patient or a person's own religious beliefs and values?
What we give people a choice of how to evoke the relaxation response. It could be a secular approach, for example, using the words, one could use the word love, the word peace, the word gentle, the word calm, or a prayer. That's the individual's choice. If people don't like sitting quietly, then they could evoke the relaxation response through a movement approach, such as yoga, or even jogging. The high of running is the relaxation response.
So there's many paths to it, then.
Exactly.
Meditation is a method of discovering hidden aspects of the world or of oneself, or of transcending reality in order to reach a higher spiritual state. One method of accomplishing this is to concentrate for a long period of time on a specific theme or subject, or on a meaningless word, a mantra. A mantra is meaningless in and of itself, but it has a magical, mystic value. I will give you your own mantra, but remember, this is a personal mantra, and you mustn't tell anyone else what it is. Your secret mantra is Un Yeliman. Un Yeliman. Now, say it now.
Un Yeliman. Un Yeliman.
It's very beautiful. Now, first sit on the floor or on your bed with your foot crossed and your hand in your lap. Sitting up straight, taking a deep breath and relax, letting the mind wander for a while as it usually does. And when you find a space in your thinking which seems sort of quiet, start saying the mantra, Un Yeleman, and keep saying it over and over. And if you're having to scratching or to move, you may do so, but no matter what is happening in your mind, keep saying the mantra and concentrate on it for as long as you can.
So you referenced before in your new book, The Relaxation Revolution, about the altering of gene expression. Can you expand on that just a little bit? Because that's fascinating.
What we did was measure activity of every one of our 50-odd thousand genes and compared that gene activity in people who had been regularly evoking the relaxation response for a number of years for those who had not been doing it, who were matched by age, gender, education, and race. And we found there was a difference in gene expression between those who regularly evoked the relaxation response and those who did not. Then we took the group who were the controls and taught them to evoke the relaxation response for 8 weeks, those people who had never done so. And what we found then was changes in exactly the same genes, but to a lesser extent. Now, what were these genes? What were the very genes that were changing? What did these genes do? These were the genes that controlled overall arousal of the body. These were genes that controlled, for example, the inflammatory processes of the body. And these were also the genes that controlled the aging of cells, all moving in a healthful way in people who evoke the relaxation response.
So in the inflammatory aspect of it and the aging of cells obviously lead to disease. So what types of disease would this relaxation response be most effective in supplementing the treatment for?
The relaxation response's genes changes would be effective in disorders of arousal and disorders that include depression or anxiety and depression, diseases that include high blood pressure, diseases that include rheumatoid arthritis and other inflammatory diseases. In other words, when there is an arousal of the body activating genes, for example, in PTSD, that's post-traumatic stress disorder, exactly the opposite genes are activated with the relaxation response practice.
Herbert Benson's first major work, a trade book entitled The Relaxation Response, appeared in 1975. In it, he described procedures he believed were generic to the onset of meditation and other contemplative practices. The conditions necessary to evoke the relaxation response involve a quiet environment, repetition of a sound or phrase, a passive attitude, and a relaxed, watchful breathing. Meanwhile, in the medical literature, he had identified the relaxation response as a natural reflex mechanism which, when practiced 20 minutes a day, reduced stress and psychologically had the opposite effect of the fight or flight reflex.
Spin a prayer wheel for me sometimes. Don't let me slip out of your mind. Spin a prayer wheel for me sometimes.
In Benson's book, Timeless Healing, he renames the placebo effect remembered wellness. By using his new term, he takes the idea of the placebo, which carries a negative connotation in science as something not real, and re-examines it as a new psychological tool in medicine. In the term remembered wellness, he here redefines the old term placebo as the person's natural desire for health and the person's right to choose the kind of healing to achieve it. To pharmaceuticals and surgery, Western medicine must now add the patient's own capacity for self-healing. Expectations, beliefs, values, and the practice of meditation, Benson maintains, are among the new forces we must now harness for health and growth. We are speaking with Dr. Herbert Benson, the author of The Relaxation Revolution.
You have a term in the book called the Benson-Henry Protocol. What exactly is that?
Yes, the Benson-Henry Protocol is a two-step process. Phase one is evoking the relaxation response. You do that for 10 or so minutes. That quiets the body, but it also opens the mind. The mind is calmer, less static, less noise, and more receptive. And into that receptive state, one can then use that to visualize and remember wellness, which is phase two. Say you've got a issue with stiffness of joints due to arthritis. You evoke the relaxation response, and then you visualize your hands being perfectly normal. And that can wire the body, that can achieve remembering of pathways in your brain which remember what it was like to have normal joints. That may sound peculiar until you think of conditions like phantom limb syndrome. Say you've got a painful left hand for years due to an injury or illness, and the pain is constant. Then due to surgery or due to an accident, you lose that left hand. Your brain will still remember the painful left hand, and even though you don't have a painful left hand, the brain will interpret pain coming from a non-existent hand. It's the same thing, just the opposite, with remembering wellness. And to the extent that your mind, your brain, is being conditioned by this remembered illness, you can correct it by remembered wellness.
And so do patients, just to use your example with arthritis or rheumatism, they are able to actually see real verifiable progress by using this technique?
Yes, indeed. In fact, less swelling, more movement. That's right. In fact, there have been numerous studies showing that relaxation response is effective in rheumatoid arthritis, by this formula, by this Benson-Henry protocol. The genetics of that still have to be worked out, but we know clinically that evoking the relaxation response can bring about those changes in rheumatoid arthritis.
Now, Chapter 7 in The Relaxation Revolution offers a guide for how to apply specific mind-body treatments for different types of health conditions. Does it vary widely for the types of health conditions in terms of how you apply the protocols and the techniques?
Yes, it varies extremely widely because virtually every disease has a stress component. Simply knowing, for example, you have, say, a woman with breast cancer, an ache or a pain that would be otherwise disregarded would immediately conjure up in that patient, might this be a manifestation of the cancer? And that in turn can provoke anxiety and depression and other problems. But if you use this formula, you will be quieter in your mind and remember wellness, and you can deal with that symptomatology. 60 to 90% of disorders are due to or directly related to stress and the manifestations of stress. Each one of these can be effectively treated to the extent they're due to stress by following this formula.
And do you believe that applies to most types of cancer also?
We don't know. We know that this protocol works in cancer in other ways. In other words, it works in cancer to often do away with the anxiety and stress-related symptoms of cancer. And furthermore, it acts appropriately to counteract the adverse effects, nausea and vomiting of chemotherapy. Whether it affects the cancer itself remains to be proven, but initial data are pointing that it might change genes in a fashion, in an opposite fashion, to the changes in the genes brought about by the cancer itself. But that avenue requires much more research.
Now, for many of these diseases, including cancer, but several of the other ones that you talked about, the typical treatment would be surgery or medication, but you're suggesting that this would supplement the usual treatment process, right?
Exactly. Think of health and well-being as being akin to a three-legged stool. One leg is drugs, the other leg is surgery. And these work, there's no doubt about that. But there has to be a third leg of self-care, which includes the relaxation response and remembered wellness. It also includes nutrition and exercise. We have to balance the stool. And because our marvelous drugs are not effective in these stress-related disorders, we need the third leg of self-care. So it should be a balanced approach.
Seems like with all the focus on health care reform, we forgot about that third leg, didn't we?
Exactly. There's another component to this that could be emphasized, namely the relaxation response and remembered wellness are innate, natural resources that we all possess. We are simply not taking advantage of what we have within us because of our undue programming to believe only in drugs and surgeries as effective treatments. We have to use all of them together.
All is quiet on New Year's Day. The world in Wigan is underway. I want to be with you night and day. Nothing changes on New Year's Day. On New
We're speaking with Dr. Herbert Benson, the author of The Relaxation Revolution.
Dr. Benson, tell us a little bit about the Mind-Body Medical Institute.
The Mind-Body Medical Institute doesn't exist anymore.
Ah, okay.
But we have a new name, and that is the Benson Henry Institute for Mind-Body Medicine at Massachusetts General Hospital. Our mission is to bring clinical care in mind-body medicine, research in mind-body medicine, and teaching and training in mind-body medicine approaches to the medical system. And we're doing that in a major way in treating patients here and training health professionals in this work and continuing to do our research, which involves, of course, the genetic expression changes.
Well, we've been talking to a real pioneer, Dr. Herbert Benson, the author of Relaxation Revolution. Dr. Benson, is there a place where the listeners can find out more about the new book and the new institute?
Yes. The website is www.massgeneral/BHI. That's Benson Henry Institute.
Time I'm making one promise. There is room for the
That's it for this week's edition of What's at Risk. I'd like to thank our special guest tonight, Eric Mosley, author of Winning with a Culture of Recognition, and Dr. Herbert Benson, the author of The Relaxation Revolution. I'd like to thank our producer, Johnny Pfister of Ringo Studio, and our associate producer, Scott Cooper. We're interested in what you're thinking about. Send us an email at whatsatrisk@risk-strategies.com and let us know what's on your mind.
For podcasts of What's at Risk, go to wbz.com/risk. You've been listening to What's at Risk, heard every Saturday night on WBZ News Radio 1030 and streaming on wbz.com.
Run the risk.
When your company is considering risk management and consultative support for your business insurance, make the right choice and call Risk Strategies Company. With offices in Massachusetts, New York, San Francisco, Los Angeles, and Irvine, California, Chicago, and Providence, Risk Strategies Company takes a team approach to protecting your assets efficiently and cost-effectively. By offering a wide range of services and capabilities, Risk Strategies Company brings the highest level of expertise to clients in all areas of insurance and risk management, delivering insurance solutions, extensive carrier relationships and marketing expertise, claim advocacy, loss control safety management, health and welfare coverage, life and executive compensation plans, personal insurance lines, and surety. For the most comprehensive risk management and insurance coverage for your business, depend on Risk Strategies Company. Learn more at risk-strategies.com or call 617-330-5700. 617-330-5700.